This week, hundreds of thousands of Czech Americans will open envelopes from the Czech embassy in Washington, asking them to join a campaign to abolish U.S. visas for Czech citizens. For years, the Czech Republic has striven to be included in the U.S. waiver program, which would put relations on an equal footing, but so far in vain. Now it is asking Czech expats in the United States to bring the matter to the attention of their congressmen. Jakub Skalník of the Czech Foreign Ministry explains what the campaign aims to achieve.
The main purpose of the campaign is to spread the information that the Czech Republic, who has been a very dependable ally of the United States, who is which is full-fledged democracy, which is a member of NATO and the European Union, is still not equal partner in terms of freedom of traveling from the Czech Republic to the United States. So that's the main purpose, and we want to mobilize the not only the Americans of the Czech ancestry, but also every person in America who is somehow related to the Czech Republic, who is doing business with the Czech Republic, to approach their U.S. Congress representative with the, idea or initiative to change the situation, which we see as clearly unfair and unjust, because there is no reason that the Czech Republic should not be included in the visa waiver program.
Are you confident of a positive response? This is several hundred thousand people we're talking about. Has it been done in the past?
In the past, this kind of campaigning was used with regards to the Czech accession to NATO, and it has been, or it was, very successful. So again, we believe that this campaign should help and promote the cause, and in the foreseeable future, the Czech Republic will be included in the visa waiver program.
Right, the Czech Republic is making a concerted effort to change this. This is probably just one a part of the effort. Is it moving on other fronts as well?
Definitely. We also cooperate in this matter with the other countries of Central and Eastern Europe who also are members of NATO and the European Union, such as Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and the Baltic states. So it's some kind of coordinated effort, and the Czech Republic, and I'm proud to say it has taken the lead in this initiative. So this is one other area we are working hard to reach our goal. The other is also that at every occasion, every opportunity, we speak to the representatives of the U.S. and of the current administration, and we always stress that within the very good Czech-U.S. relations, this is the only cloud hanging above them, and we see it as the last remnant of the Cold War.
I understand that the European Union is also ready to push to achieve this. It has, in fact, I believe, threatened to introduce visas for American diplomats if the situation doesn't change. Is that right? And would you support such a move?
Nothing official has been released in this matter. We have some information from Brussels that it could be among the measures proposed by the European Commission. We don't see it as something which would dramatically change the situation, because our goal is not to impose the visa requirement on the U.S. citizens, whether the diplomats or U.S. citizens as such. Our goal is to achieve the full reciprocity. We know that the European Union and the European Commission is doing their part of the job, but as I said, we don't want anyone to be burdened by the visa requirement.
Jakub Skalník there of the Czech Foreign Ministry talking about a campaign in the United States to help abolish U.S. visas for Czech citizens.